JD's Heroes.
It's time for another JD's Heroes, where we just celebrate those amazing people in our lives. Tell me about that person that you know, or do you know a community group that just needs the help of a hero? Let us know online at freeradio.co.uk. Now, I've got Kerry on the phone, who wants to nominate her son, Ryan. Morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Now, any mum can say that their son is special and deserves a surprise or a treat, but Ryan really is special. Tell me about Ryan.
Oh, Ryan's a bubbly 10-year-old. He's going to be 11 on Friday. He's a bit of an old man, really. he's really headstrong. He'd do anything for anyone.
And what school does he go to?
He goes to Henley Green Primary.
Do you want to explain why you've nominated him to be this week's JD's Hero?
A year ago, our son Alfie was born 3 months premature. When he was 24 days old, he passed away on Ryan's birthday. So Ryan didn't have much of a birthday last year. So instead of enjoying himself, he was sort of like holding things together for me and his dad, really.
Has he got any brothers or sisters?
He's got an older brother, Cavan, who's 13.
That must have been so hard.
It was awful. It was really bad for a while. And in this year, he's, you know, it's come around and his anniversary's come up and Ryan doesn't want to celebrate his birthday. He doesn't want to enjoy himself and do the things that an 11-year-old should do. I think he feels a bit guilty that he's still here and he's not with Alfie, you know, and he thinks that that's now Alfie's day, not his, and we're trying to convince him that it's not. And it's
Kerry, you know, you're nominating Ryan to be the hero, but surely, you know, you're the hero after coming through such a horrific time.
I think if it wasn't through Ryan and his brother, we wouldn't have got through the last year. They've helped organise a funeral because I was in no state to, and they've, come on mum, get up out of bed and, you know, we're going to do this. They've been amazing. The pair of them have just been fantastic.
I can't imagine it was an easy time for you, Kerry. I mean, did it hit you quite bad then over the past year?
Yeah, it has been bad, yeah. I got really sick, so we had no choice but to deliver Alfie, and because he lived for so long, we was expecting him to get better, and
yeah.
Cavan and Ryan were in the neonatal unit and they were helping changing his nappies and feeds and doing his cares, and they were just amazing. Every day after school they were there, they were fantastic.
So it looked like things for Alfie were going to get better at one point then?
Yeah, it did. He did really well, but then he got an infection and he had a poorly heart and chronic lungs, and with the infection it was just too much.
I know you made some suggestions on your nomination. If we could do anything for Ryan, what would you like us to do?
He's a big fan of you and Roisin, you see. He listens to you every morning. We jump in the car and it's the radio straight on and he giggles away to himself. I think just by you phoning him will make his day. It would be like, oh my God.
Well, I tell you what, Kerry, I've got quite a big surprise sorted for Ryan. What we're going to do, I'm going to play a song. I will ring you back, but if you could just literally give the phone straight to Ryan and we'll
I'll get him to answer it.
Amazing. We'll get Ryan on the JD show next. Okay.
Okay then. Hello.
Hello, is that Ryan?
Yes.
Ryan, can I ask what radio station you listen to on the way to school in the morning?
Free Radio.
Right. And who is the best radio presenter in the world?
JD.
Good choice. Ryan, this is JD from Free Radio.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
What are you up to this morning?
Getting ready for school.
Oh, what school do you go to, Ryan?
I'll go to Henley Green.
Now, somebody has informed me that it's your birthday on Friday. Is that right?
Yes.
How old are you going to be?
11.
And what are you hoping to get for your birthday, Ryan?
New clothes.
Really? What kind of clothes?
Jeans. Not much.
Your mum tells me that this year you really don't want to celebrate your birthday, do you?
Mm.
Why is that, Ryan?
It's because my brother died on my birthday.
And because of that, you don't think it's right to celebrate your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do on Friday instead?
Just go football training and come back and watch DVD.
How would you like to come and have a birthday party at Free Radio with me?
Really?
Are you up for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell you what, Friday morning, this has already been sorted, by the way, so if you said no, it was still going to happen. Your mum's going to bring you to Free Radio, and we're going to have a birthday party for you on the JD show.
Well, is awesome.
We'll have a cake. We'll have some sandwiches.
JD will sing to you.
No, I won't.
He will.
And we'll get you on the radio as well.
Whoa.
I know what's happened last year really has put you off celebrating this year, but every boy like you, you know, whatever, should celebrate their birthday, and we want to make it extra special. Oh, and by the way, Ryan, mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you what, but Friday when you come in, I've got an extra special prize for you.
Amazing.
And it's all thanks to your mum that nominated you. Where's mum at the moment?
In the kitchen.
Go, right, go and find mum. What do you want to say to mum?
Thanks, mum.
Going to see you Friday, yeah?
Yeah, I can't wait.